This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. As part of American Craft Beer Week, we're examining the impact of this growing industry in Colorado. Yesterday, we heard how Colorado apples are being used to create hard cider. Today, we're going to look at one of the country's fastest growing beer types and how it's defying more traditional ideas of what the drink should taste like. KUNC's Grace Hood has more on the sweet success of sour beer.
Deep inside Fort Collins-based New Belgium Brewery, there's an industrial space that looks more like a winery than a brewery. Instead of stainless steel equipment, 35 antique-looking wooden barrels tower over the room. Inside are sour beers made with wild yeast strains and healthy bacteria, similar to something you'd find in yogurt. Wood cellar manager Lauren Salazar oversees this process.
I go through, I taste the barrels all the time.
She says brewing sour beer is a labor of love, since it can take up to 2 years to bring a batch to market.
And just check in on them just to make sure they're happy, because they'll tell you I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm happy, I'm hungry, everything's okay.
Unfortunately, all of the hard work isn't always appreciated by sour beer novices, people like Melissa Drolin, who's touring New Belgium and tasting it for the first time.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like a beer.
Do you like lemonade?
Yeah.
I love it.
Same thing. It's just, if you think about biting into a giant Granny Smith apple.
That's what it tastes like.
Cherries and plum skins.
But the thirst for new and interesting craft beers is starting to drown out the naysayers. While it represents only a fraction of the overall craft market, sour Belgian ale saw the second largest growth in bar and restaurant sales last year, according to Guest Metrics. New Belgium's Lauren Salazar is quick to point out the popularity of their mouth-puckering sour brown ale, La Folie, as an example. It was released in February, and many stores have already run out of it.
Once that you deconstruct your definition or the accepted definition of beer, once you get over around that and through it, I think then there's so many more things that are available to you.
Sours just seem to be a different enough sort of style of beer that it captures people's interest, and when they love it, they're fanatical about it.
Steve Karowski is a spokesman for the Colorado Brewers Guild. He says sour beer has a novel appeal that can attract a new group, wine drinkers who may have crossed beer off their list.
You introduce them to sour beers, it's going to be closer to a wine than it is going to be most beers in some cases. So that also attracts some people from a whole other group.
Inside a brewery closely followed by sour beer enthusiasts, there's another interesting overlap with the wine industry.
Mind the mess. It's a little small on bottling days here.
Chad Jacobson founded Crooked Stave in 2010. As a startup, he says one key to financing his growth has been selling $300 cellar reserve memberships, commonly offered in the wine industry.
They help us out in the beginning of the year, which helps us being able to buy equipment, buy barrels, be able to continue to grow. And again, a model that is, we put everything into it, and it's 12 months before something might come out.
In just 3 years, Jacobson has built a pipeline of highly coveted beers, which will be distributed outside Colorado in the coming months. But with more breweries like Crooked Stave ramping up their production, what about the quality?
That question is the question that everyone's asking. For us, it's about time and quality. So we're continuing to stay true to what we do. Instead of, we have 40 barrels ready, we're just going to blend all 40 barrels together. Instead, you have to grow it appreciably.
Back at New Belgium Brewery in Fort Collins, growth will also happen gradually. Lauren Salazar says plans are underway to double its storage capacity for sour beer by the end of the year. And the company is slowly adding wild yeasts and cultures to the barrels to ensure the quality of its sour beer. As for sour beer novice Melissa Drolin, the more she sips, the more she likes it.
After the third, you're going,
it doesn't taste like a beer, really.
No.
Yeah. Lauren Salazar nods. New Belgium may have another convert on its hands.
It happens every day. I never get tired of that.
For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.
Tomorrow we'll wrap up our craft brew series by taking a look at what's on the outside of the bottle.
We have another really hoppy beer that we come out with in the summer called the Big Bunny. We, use bunnies to symbolize hops, and the bigger the bunny, the more hops are in the beer.
KUNC's Carrie Saldo has more on the art of beer label art tomorrow during Morning Edition here on KUNC.